Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the fifth year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
It will be Green County Tech's basketball to start this second half as they trail Mountain Home as they trail Mountain Home 43-23. Barnes with it, dribbles to the right side, gives it there to Bates. Mountain Home in a man-to-man. Bates dribbles to the corner, now goes to the paint. Almost has the ball knocked away from her. Falls to the ground. It'll be a jump ball, and it'll be Mount Tom's basketball. That is Tech's 11th turnover of the night. Haven Klinger's going to check into the game for the first time tonight for the Lady Bombers as she'll replace Leah Jackson. Klinger, a 5'5 sophomore. Emily Payne will inbound it to Emma Martin. Gives it back to Payne. She's being double-teamed in the backcourt. Now picks up her drill, trying to figure out where to go with it. She'll throw it to Klinger, who will get it across the timeline. Almost has the ball knocked away, but she's able to get it to Gilbert on the left wing. Gilbert has it there and throws it to Martin, who will set the offense. Emma Martin, that is. She and her twin sister, Abby Martin, are both out on the floor. Now Emma Martin's going to be double-teamed. She'll give it to Gilbert there on the left side. Back to Emma Martin. Emma Martin will drill to the right side. Picks up a drill. Tries to throw it down to Payne. Ball's knocked around. It goes out of bounds. It'll be last touch by Mountain Home. And that'll be their 12th turnover of the night as Tech gets it back as we are 49 seconds into this final period. 43-23, Lady Bombers on top. Barnes into the front court, dribbles to the right side, throws up top to Foster. Over on the left side to DeHart. Ball goes over to Foster on the right side. Her three-pointer, good. Hannah Foster with 6 points, all from behind the arc. 43-26, Lady Bombers leading it with 6:50 left in the game. Here is Emma Martin with it. Trying to avoid a double team in the backcourt. And she'll throw it into the front court to Abby Martin. Now to Payne. Now back to Emma Martin, who will set up the offense. Emma Martin will drill to the right side. Now picks up a drill, finds Abby Martin at the right elbow. Finds Klinger on the left side, up top to Payne. Now she'll give it there to Martin, who has it near the half-court stripe. Finds Abby Martin near the three-point line. Back over to Payne on the left side. Payne will drill towards the corner, and now Del Laird's going to take a timeout. We'll break with 6:20 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 43-26. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Doctors Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site X-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding. But we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
Well, Kate Gilbert tried a jumper at the right elbow, couldn't get it to go. Tech came up with a rebound. They tried to jump their own back the other way, couldn't get that shot to go. Mount Home gets that rebound, so they have it now, leading 43-26 with 5:40 left to play in this game. Anna Grace Foreman has up at the top, trying to figure out where to go with it. Now she's going to dribble. Nope, she shoved her feet a little too much. That is the 13th turnover of the night against the Lady Bombers. Comes with 5:33 left in the game. Tech gets it back, trailing by 17. But during the timeout, Leah Jackson, Aston Yates, and Anna Grace Foreman all came in, replacing Emily Payne, Abby Martin, and Haven Klinger. Yates and Foreman will have to be careful. They both have 4 fouls right now. Here is DeHart throwing over to Foster on the right side. Foster throws it back up to DeHart. Now, Justice has up at the top. Justice going down into the lane, going up for the jumper over Yates. Can't get it to go, a running jumper, and Gilbert gets the rebound for Mountain Home. Gilbert across the timeline for the Lady Bombers. Now Tom leading by 17. Here is Jackson with it near the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. No good. And the rebound is knocked around and finally controlled by DeHart. She's quickly back the other way for Tech. Going in for the layup. No good, but she will draw a foul. Emma Martin picks up her third personal foul. That is the 15th foul against the Lady Bombers. Comes with 4:50 left to play in the game. And so it will be Carly DeHart at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She has 3 points so far this evening. And before the free throws, looks like they're going to wipe up a little perspiration off the floor. By the way, Emma Martin seemed a little frustrated by that call. I will say, if it was a foul, it was a kind of a light foul, but a little touch foul. But I couldn't tell close enough if it was an accurate call or not. First free throw for DeHart is up and in. Emily Payne's going to come in replacing Leah Jackson, and Hannah Foster is going to come out of the game for Tech as she'll be replaced by Kylie Stokes. Stokes will have to be careful. She's got four fouls as well. DeHart's free throws are both good. She now has 5 points. 43-28 Mountain Home leading with 4:50 left in this game. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass, gives it back to Gilbert. Into the front court all by herself. On the low block is Emily Payne. She's going to put up the layup off the glass and in. Emily Payne with 8 points on the night. 45-28 Mountain Home leading with 4:36 left. Back quickly comes Tech. Kylie Stokes going into the lane for the reverse layup. No good. And Foreman gets the rebound. She'll throw it out to Gilbert, who quickly brings it into the front court. Finds Payne in the left corner. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good! Emily Payne with now double figures with 11 points. 48-28, Mountain Home's lead back to 20. 4:16 left in this game. Ball goes over to DeHart on the right side. She's going to try to answer with a three of her own. No good, but she is fouled on that three-point attempt, and she'll go to the line for three free throws with 4:12 left in this game. Emma Martin picks up her fourth personal foul, team foul number six against Mountain Home. So Mountain Home has three players with four fouls each, Emma Martin, Addison Yates, and Anna Grace Foreman. Carly DeHart back at the free throw line, where so far she's 2 of 2 with 5 points. First free throw is up. No good. So she still has two more to shoot. DeHart's second free throw is up and in. So one more coming up for her. Leah Jackson's going to come out of the game. Going to come into the game, that is. To replace Emma Martin, who again just picked up her fourth foul on that three-point attempt. And DeHart's third free throw is up. No good. She gets one of three on that trip. Ball's knocked around. Rebound chased down. They're going to say it was last touch by Aston Yates, and it will be Greene County Tech keeping possession with 4:08 left to play in this game. 48-29, Lady Bombers leading it. Excuse me. Emma Bates will inbound the ball on the near sideline in front of the Greene County Tech bench. She gets into Brooke Barnes. Barnes has it up at the top. Thought about three, now kicks it to Stokes. Now back to Barnes. Barnes going to drill towards the left elbow, throws it on the left side to Bates. Bates is going to try for the three-pointer, good. Emma Bates with her first 3 points of the night. 48-32, Lady Bombers on top with 3:50 left in this game. Emily Payne inbounds it to Kate Gilbert. Over to Yates, who gets it across the timeline. Finds Jackson up near the top. Now she'll give it out to Gilbert, who will set up the offense. Mountain Home with the ball in the 16-point lead. Ball goes to Jackson. Now Jackson's going to be fouled. A reach-in foul going to be called on Carly DeHart. That's her second personal foul. The 18th foul against the Lady Eagles. So Leah Jackson will be at the line for the 1-1 opportunity. This will be her first free throw attempt tonight. Comes with 3.5 minutes left to play in this game. Jackson's first free throw is up. No good. She misses the front end of the 1-1, and the rebound's controlled by Stokes. She's back the other way for the Lady Eagles. Stokes has it on the right side, gives it there to DeHart. Now Barnes has it on the wing. She's going to drill towards the free throw line. Now goes down to the low block. Kicks out to DeHart on the left wing. DeHart's going to go down into the lane. She's going to be fouled before the layup attempt. And a 1-1's coming up for Carly DeHart. Leah Jackson picks up her third personal foul, 17th foul against the Lady Bombers. Leah Jackson's going to come out of the game, being replaced by Emma Martin. So with 3:15 left to play in this game, Carly DeHart at the free throw line for the 1-1 opportunity. So far, she is 3 of 5 from the free throw line with 6 points. First free throw is up. Good. So she does earn the bonus on this one. And before the second free throw, Dell Laird's going to call timeout. We'll break with 3:15 left to play. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 43-38. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Since 1983, Knox Orthopedics has been the go-to place for total joint replacements. Continuing their reputation for excellence, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell employ the latest state-of-the-art replacement techniques and components to give each patient his or her optimal result. Don't settle for a life with joint pain. We can fix that. Located at 3 Medical Plaza Mountain Home. Check them out at knoxorthopedics.com or call 870-424-3400 for an appointment.
So both teams now with one timeout left, with 3:15 left to play in this game. Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 48-33. The Tech does still have one more free throw to shoot. Carly DeHart hit the front end of the 1-1 before the timeout. So she's got one more shot here. Her second free throw is up, and she gets both. She now has 8 points. 48-34, Mountain Home leading it. 3:15 left in this game. Inbound pass goes Kate Gilbert. Tries to throw it to Emma Martin. Well over her head. It goes out of bounds on the far sideline, and that will be Mountain Home's 14th turnover of the night. Brooke Barnes takes inbound pass from Carly DeHart. Will walk it to the top. Throws over on the right side to Bates. Bates thought about three. Now dribbles towards the corner. Now it goes back to the wing. Ball goes up top now to Barnes. She will dribble to the right side. Gives it back to Bates there on the wing. Bates thought about three. Now she will drill to the left elbow. Goes right elbow. Now goes into the paint. Kicks out to Stokes on the right side. Her three-pointer is up and in. Kylie Stokes with 6 points off from behind the arc. 48-37. All of a sudden, Mountain Home's lead cut down to 11 with a little over 2.5 minutes left to play. Here is Martin in the backcourt being double-teamed. Kicks out to Gilbert. They still got to get across the timeline, and they finally do to Anna Grace Foreman. And Foreman will throw it to Emma Martin. Martin's going to drill down towards the lane. Kicks out to Payne in the corner. Payne will dribble out to the wing. 2:15 left to play. Mountain Home with the ball leading by 11. Emily Payne being double-teamed, now throws up top to Gilbert. Now Gilbert drilled to the left side. Now Gilbert finds Yates on the low block by herself. She's going in for the layup. Cannot get it to go, but luckily there to get her own rebound. Now she's going to have the ball knocked away from behind. And Mount Tom's going to call their final timeout to avoid a turnover. We'll break with 1:53 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Green County Tech 48-37. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication to consistently superior services provided by all of their employees are second to none. ASC Warranty is proud to say the Bombers have the same values. ASC Warranty is one of your biggest fans. They will be cheering you on every step of the way. Go Bombers!
Mountain with the ball leading by 11 with a little over a minute and a half left to play in this game. They're right now trying to milk as much clock as they can. Green County Tech doing some double team and try to see if they can force a turnover. Now they're going to have to start fouling, and there it is. There, Emma Martin's fouled from behind. As Brooke Barnes picks up her first personal foul, this will be the last 1-1 for Mountain Home, as that's a 19 foul against the Lady Eagles here in the second half. So Emma Martin at the free throw line for the first time tonight. She's got 5 points so far this evening. 1:27 left as Martin's first free throw bounces around a few times and finally it falls in. And so she will get the bonus on this one. One more free throw coming up for Emma Martin. Second shot is up, and she gets both. Emma Martin now with 7 points. 50-37, Lady Bombers leading it. Less than a minute and a half left. Here's Barnes into the front court. Throws over on the left side to Justice. Now up top to Bates. Over to Barnes on the right. Barnes will give it to Stokes. Now finds Bates up on the left side. She's going to try for the three-pointer. Good. And now Greene County Tech is going to take their last timeout of the night as Emma Bates now has 6 points. We'll break with 1:10 left to play in the game. It is Mountain Home leading Greene County Tech 40-50. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Hello, this is Sally Gilbert, Community Bank President of Arvest Bank. At Arvest, we are committed to exceeding the needs of our customers each and every day, and we're proud to have been voted Best Bank by the Baxter Bulletin readers for the 5th year in a row. We're passionate about helping those in the Twin Lakes area find financial solutions for life. See for yourself. Come by one of our locations or visit arvest.com to experience the Arvest difference. Member FDIC.
For over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Well, Emma Martin takes inbound pass from Emily Payne, gives it to Gilbert, who's still in the backcourt. Gilbert does get it across the timeline to Foreman. 1 minute left to play in this game. Mounts home with the ball, leading 50-40. Both teams out of timeouts now. Emma Martin dribbling near the half-court stripe, gives it to Foreman up at the top. Over to Yates on the left corner. Now across court pass to Gilbert. Down to Payne in the right corner. She's going to be fouled. That is going to be Emma Bates' second personal foul. And that is team foul number 10 against Greene County Tech. So Mounts home now in the double bonus. Two shots coming up for Emily Payne. She has yet to go to the free throw line tonight until now. She's one of two players in double figures from Mountain Home with 11 points. 48.3 seconds left as Payne's first free throw is up. No good. So one more free throw coming up for Emily Payne. Payne's second shot is up, and she gets one of two. She now has 12 points. And 51-40, Mountain Home leading it. 45 seconds left as Barnes into the front court. Tech with a chance to make it a single-digit margin. Barnes drills the right side, throws up top to Justice. Now gives it to DeHart. Now back to Justice. Now Barnes has in the right corner. She drills out to the elbow going into the lane for the layup. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Foreman. She will have the ball. Now kicks it to Payne. And now a stoppage of play. As, whoa, Brooke Barnes, she hit the floor, and she has, looks like her, and is writhing in pain. Her ankle, I think, is got there. And so both teams go onto their benches as they tend to Brooke Barnes there on the far end of the court. I'll tell you what, we're going to take a break as they tend to her. 25.3 seconds left, Mountain Home. We'll have the ball when we come back, leading 51-40. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Simple Mobile, you get the no contract advantage. Unlimited talk and text plus 5 gigabytes of high-speed data for $30 a month. Just $30 a month on a 5G-ready network and no contract. That's our best deal ever. Learn more at simplemobile.com. Simple Mobile, out with the old, in with the simple.
Limited time offer ends 4/30/20. Standard high-speed data allotment on all redemptions thereafter. 5G-capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 1 month equals 30 days, plus taxes and fees. See terms and conditions at simplemobile.com.
The new best friend moment. The is it my turn to get up moment.
Thanks, Dad.
The they grow up so fast moment. You experience a lot of moments in your home. And at Kidde, we're here to remind you that installing fire safety products can protect them all. So take a moment to shop Kidde today and protect a lifetime of moments ahead. Find Kidde products at the Home Depot.
At Knox Orthopedics, their wish would be that no one of any age is injured while playing a sport they love. But sometimes an athlete does suffer an unexpected injury. They can fix that. Their three highly qualified orthopedists, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, are prepared to help by evaluating and treating your injuries, getting you back on the road to recovery, and playing that game you love as soon as possible. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or online at knoxorthopedics.com.
Well, Brooke Barnes, boy, she couldn't put any weight on that foot when she got up. Coach Dean and someone else had to pretty much carry her to the locker room. So now he's back out on the sideline, and so Mount Home will have the ball with 25.3 seconds left, leading 51-40. Emma Martin takes an inbound pass. Now picks up a dribble, gives it to Kate Gilbert. Gilbert will get it across the timeline with 17 seconds left. Now throws up top to Foreman. Now gives it to Martin. Martin's going to dribble to the right side. Now gives it to Yates with 10 seconds left. Are they even going to foul? I guess not. Ball goes to Martin, and so Mount Home's going to get the victory as she will dribble out, as Emma Martin will dribble to the top, dribble out the clock, and we've reached the end of this contest. Mount Home gets the 11-point win. Our final score, Mount Home defeating Greene County Tech 51-40. We'll check our final numbers in just a moment. You're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
Here's the top New Year's resolutions for 2020. 1. Lose weight. 2. Control finances. So Farmers and Merchants Bank has turned our drive-thrus into jog-thrus. Now you can jog through your favorite drive-thru and take care of business while you lose weight. Just kidding, but we can help with your finances. Relax and watch our Money IQ videos at mebanking.com or come by and talk to a real person. That's so 2020. Farmers and Merchants Bank, member FDIC.